This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hello, mate.
How's it going, man?
Yeah. Oh, look. Hang on. I just better announce your arrival. Are you okay for doing this? I mean, you sound almost as bad as I do at the moment from what you've been saying.
Oh, absolutely. Bugged.
And not in the nice way.
No.
Oh, man, that sucks. It sucks, dude.
If I bug out while doing this, just ignore.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I'm not, this will be quite interesting because I'm not sure how long I'll be about for because sitting up in a chair is actually incredibly painful for me at the moment. Oh. Fuck knows how I'm going to be working tomorrow. I'm sorry. We shall see. Oh, God, the volume levels are all to fuck. Can you say something delightful, please?
Something delightful.
Yay! Did you hear that sound effect?
Yep.
Lovely. That's good. I better do a... Oh, yeah, because I've changed... Yeah, why do I always do this? Like, when we're not recorded in ages, I think, oh, I'm just going to fiddle with a few sound settings. What could possibly go wrong? I'm just going to play something. Can you hear music?
Yeah. Not very good music, but I can hear it.
Oh, how very dare you. That's the Armory Show. What's his name? Richard Jobson? A singer in the Skids.
Oh, Jobby Jobson?
Chopper Chan. Chopper Chan. That sounds like a character that was mentioned in The Young Ones. Do you know, you had those two comedians that were sometimes on a roof or something? And in one instance, they were trying to get into a party. Yeah, we're friends of Terry, so, Chopper Chan. Yeah, Chopper Chan. I don't know. Yeah, we got married to two of his sisters. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we were in a car crash together.
David was driving.
Oh, mate, don't. Fucking hell. Yes, I have well and truly hung up my racing gloves for the last time now. Well, I don't know where the fuck Dom is. I mean, there's me about to take the piss out of you getting the time zones wrong, which actually, come on, mate, demarcation, that's my job to get that wrong. I think probably Dom's had one too many tins of Boddingtons, what do you reckon? Or he's been fisted by one of his dogs. Can't really call it fisted, pawed. We'll ask him. If he turns up.
If he turns up.
Yeah.
No, the time zone was right. I just, I had an alarm set for earlier. I woke up and then it rolled over and went to sleep.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll give him another couple of minutes. And if he's not here, we'll just carry on and stuff, I guess. Or I could just carry on anyway and the cunt can catch up.
Yeah,
it sounds like a good idea because neither of us know how long we'll be able to continue. Ladies and genitals, after a rather more extended absence than we've normally been having this year, due to reasons, this is strangetimeshow.com. I'm David. We've got Kat on the other line here.
Correctamundo.
Sounding like he's talking through a sock.
Where's my fucking mic?
Who's Mike?
Who's Mike?
He got fisters as well.
The Fisters of Mercy. Didn't I put that as a podcast title? Probably. It's a sort of stupid, childish thing I'd do. if you want to learn more about this turgid pile of long-running horse shit, then, strangetimeshow.com, innit? We're on all the good podcasting platforms and most of the shit ones as well.
Yeah.
That's better. What did you do to the microphone? Did you take it out of your arse?
I extracted it from my anus.
Hey, there we go there. Oh, yeah, and it sounded a bit like that. Yeah. Right, so, oh, hang on, who's this message? Oh, look, I've got the station manager from Noisebox Radio messaging me at the moment. Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, she wants to guest on the show sometime. She's sweary and she's Scottish and she's rather ace, so we'll have to have her on sometime.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yes. So, you've moved into your new house that has been built over the last, 5 years, it seems now.
The last, let's say, it started building in about 8 months ago, I think. Thereabouts. Cool.
Blimey.
So, yeah, the PC house is gone, and there's now this fucking thing. So, yeah, it's, although there's a few things, like the internet hasn't been connected properly. It's been connected, so... I actually got fiber optic cable to the house.
Oh, right. Good. Oh, right. You're not using a really taut piece of string and tin cans.
And old cans, yeah.
Fucking hell. It's like you're living in the future, isn't it? Now, two very important questions. A, is Jenny happy with the house?
No, well, she didn't really like it after the fish bin. But it was like, oh, I don't feel like it. I'm like, fucking hell, I expected this.
Oh, God. The second question being, if you've got new sofas in, how long did it take before they suddenly got populated with 10,000 extra cushions?
Well, the thing is, she's not here. She's overseas. So she doesn't even know that we've moved in.
Oh, right. International pin selling.
Yes, international pin selling.
Oh, there you go, podcast title.
Yeah, so it'll be popular with cushions later on.
Right. What's Ron got to do with it?
He owns a cushion factory.
Excellent, excellent. Well,
there must... all the missing children from Epstein's Island.
Oh, fucking hell. And hang on, so... Who's in there at the moment then, apart from you and your fucked back?
Me, my fucked back, my fucked legs, and my two youngest kids.
Right.
Yeah, my wife left. She had to go overseas to deal with some bullshit with her family. Her brothers are wrong.
Oh, well, yeah, I think you've sort of... carefully danced around that and given a couple bits of stuff.
Workshire prick is the correct title.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
I'm best not going into that in too much detail. Or you want to edit points?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll leave that where it is, won't we, Lena? Thanks, mate. And you've done your back in?
Yeah, I've done some lifting shit too much.
Oh, right, okay.
I spent the last week, since my wife left, I got back from the airport. And I packed our room up. So I pulled the bed apart, put the mattress on the wall, put it in a one of those plastic sleeves.
Condom?
A bed condom.
A bed condom. Right.
Yeah, so it didn't get dirty when the movers moved it, which is what they do. I don't know what to talk about. Painkillers are nice.
but you got the good painkillers, though, yeah?
Yeah, they're half decent. Not the hospital grade, but yeah, they'll have to do.
No. Yeah, I weaned myself off the good stuff.
Is there a video?
A few days back. Oh, God, no, you didn't want to see a video of that. It's like bloody the grim scene in Train Spotting with a baby crawling across the ceiling. No, because they had me on tramadol and dihydrocodeine. Quite a heady concoction. And tramadol is lovely when you're on it. I mean, it's a very... It's it's like super hands in that comedy show. It's quite moorish. That crack. But for me, coming off it is absolutely horrendous and always get major black dog with that shit, which I did. unsurprisingly.
Oh, nice.
But when you're taking it, painkillers, it doesn't really kill the pain. It just makes you give no shits about the fact that you're in pain. Why are you in pain, David? Is it, that's what everyone's asking now. Well, if you're not following me on Facebook, you wouldn't know. So shall we give the listener a laugh, Kat?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Hang on a minute. Dom's giving his schoolboy excuse here. Oh, I thought it was 9:30. Well, this is despite the fact that you said 9 o'clock earlier. Fuck it out. He too sexy, he says, so he's going to... We can save the delightful hilarity on my hospitalisation. We'll do that in a minute. Oh.
Yeah, so we had the house inspected multiple times by our inspector, and yeah, I think it's turned out all right. One of the problems was, though, that when they connected the NBN to the house, they connect on one side. Then the cables are fed through the garage, which is done during construction. They just have a piece of string through this pipe.
When they turn up,
they put the cable in, they just tie it to the string, you just pull it through, right, and it gets connected. So they did that, and then the NBN connection guy looks at me and goes, "Where's the Ethernet port to plug this thing into?"
Uh-oh.
And then there's no Ethernet port that connects all the other cabling in the house in the garage. So they're turning up on Monday to fix that. So
that's
going to be interesting.
So you're going to need something like and I'm going to say it correctly, I'm not going to say router. You're going to need like your internet modem terminating to a router, which will then feed to all the Ethernet ports around the house, yeah?
Yeah, because the modem is currently in the garage, or the router.
The router is
in the garage, but it's supposed to be under the stairs because the NBN is meant to connect directly into an Ethernet port, which goes under the stairs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So apart from that, also, they didn't put a PowerPoint in the other second bathroom. So now my daughter goes, when am I plugging my hair dryer? Why is there no PowerPoint in this bathroom? What the fuck's going on?
Oh, dear. Fucking hell.
Oh, no, hang on. Yeah, why is it? I would have missed that. I go back through the electrical items. Yeah, there's a PowerPoint in the bathroom they haven't put in, so they can do that on Monday as well. We can't.
Fucking work shy fops, eh? Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on. Shall I ask the question that that all the fucking racist twats do on social media now? Whenever there's any kind of problem with someone doing something wrong, the first thing they say is, "What religion is it?" Fucking hell, here we go. You gammon pricks. I left TikTok for a while because it's doing me editing, and then I thought, no, hang on, one of the few pleasures I have in this horrible life existence is trolling right-wing racist fuck pigs. So, yeah, I came back in there.
I don't bother that anymore.
Well, I like the cat videos, and there's some interesting...
Oh, what's cat video? Oh, no, different cat.
And there's some interesting sort of F1 like content creators on there and stuff.
Piastri got pole.
Yeah, he did the fucker.
Fixed his car after they'd been fucking fiddling around with it, making sure that Norris could win.
Well, don't you do that conspiracy theory. Of course they fucking didn't. There's no team in the world that would actually really do that. It's absolutely a crazy thing to say. He had the upper hand for quite some time. And then they did some updates, and I don't know whether someone like finally gave Norris a bit of a good wanking off, but he's been really good. But oh my God, then the bloody team get the last bloody race result nullified, and that fucking wank of Verstappen's close to being able to bloody get another championship, which would really piss me off because I recognise he is an extremely talented driver. Mostly, but he's an unbearable little cunt as a person, to bluntly excuse my French. much like his father was back in the day, because I'm as old as Moses. I remember watching Jos Verstappen decades ago.
Racing around in those aluminium cars.
Oh, yeah, aluminium and magnesium cars.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Not quite as crazy as Dom suddenly joining us. Dun, 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 dun. Oh. Yeah.
What's ironic, I've been listening to some old Ice T today. No, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. I'm going to be playing some Eazy-E on my Christmas, my Boxing Day show on Noisebox Radio. I'm going to be playing Eazy-E's Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Eazy Motherfucking E.
Eazy Motherfucking E. Yeah. Well, Dom, we've just been chatting about Cat's House of Cat. Can you give a quick summary of your house fun for Dom, who's late?
Okay, house fun. We spent the last week moving in. My wife doesn't know because she's overseas.
Time that well, didn't she?
How fucking handy is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to move in a couple of weeks when she was back. I thought, I'm not waiting. I don't want to listen to any complaining. I'm just going to have it moved in. Just begin to turn up. There. Everything's in the fucking house. Be quiet.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, so there's a few things to fix. One being the internet, which isn't the best, but
simply the best.
Cancer of songs, that.
Do what?
It's the cancer of songs, that song.
The cancer of songs. Oh, I'm gonna note that down and claim that as my own invention.
No, there's worse songs than that. Like, what, American Pie? That's worse.
No, that's got a story to it.
Sweet Caroline.
So, Sweet Caroline. I used to love that song because I really like Neil Diamond, but it's been done. It's been done too much, and people ruin it by doing a during the chorus. But it's like, oh, fuck off! It's like the Monkey song. Saw her face, and dum dum dum. Oi! It's like, oh, fuck off! You don't have to geezify every single fucking song just to try and sell it. You cunts. Yeah.
Give your meat a good old rub.
Well, I did. And, of course, Cat's done his back in. Not quite as spectacularly as me. We'll come to that in a minute. Did you get hospitalised, Cat, or did you just say, no. I've hurt my back, give me drugs?
Yeah, hurt my back, give me drugs. So my back's sore, my legs are sore, but that's just some fucking moving shit endlessly for about 5 or 6 days.
Oh, hang on a minute. Cat's got back. That'd be a good podcast title. Because isn't there a rap song or something called Baby's Got Back?
Yeah, that's it.
Got a fat ass.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
No, that's the wrong one.
Rap?
No, it isn't. Leave it.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Guys, girlfriends, but... You know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there.
Shut up, Twinkie.
Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought I wrote, knew that from somewhere. Baby's Got Back. Back, obviously, referring to one's derriere or bottom or a noose.
Well, who's to say? Because for all these years, I thought when she brought a milkshake to the yard, I thought she was talking about her tits. But when you watch a video, it's her arse. So I'm not sure.
Oh, right. Spunky ass. Is she referring to the fact she's got... Oh, look, no, come on. Censored. Censored. So, anyway...
Oh, no, we're in the torture chamber.
Well, yeah, you are, because I'm about to tell you about what happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
Your
rusty anus. That would have been a fucking weekend in Butlins compared to what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. As we know, if you've been listening to the show for more than 5 minutes, you know that, dear listener, that I'm...
Sir?
Yeah?
Can I request we have the backing music of the Sad Hulk music for this story, please?
All right. Fucking cunts, hang on. Oh, find it. I don't have it ready.
Do it in post.
Do it in post. Oh, all right. Okay. So, yeah, those who are familiar with the show know that I like to race karts, sometimes pro karts, and more recently with my son, Tom, who's doing very well. And last few times I've been going, like despite my ever-increasing years, I've been still, you know, really competitive. We went to this track, which I shall keep nameless for the moment, a couple of weeks ago. And I was running, was it third or fifth? I can't remember. But it was out of a field of 20. Now, bear in mind, the average age of people who kart there is between like 15 and 25. I'm 57. I'm 57, which is considerably older. No, 16 and 25, because you have to be 16 to drive the karts, because they're fucking fast, 270cc jobbies. And, oh God, what was I going to say? My brain's going, I've still got massive brain fog from it. Yeah, I was about third or fifth out of 20 asset, about 30 years at least older, and quite easily 30 to 40 kilograms heavier. So, you know, I was pretty pleased with the fact that I was still being competitive. Like, come on, nothing can stop me now. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's that coming around the corner? It's Mr. Hey, Karma.
Like your brakes.
Yeah.
That could stop you now.
Yeah. Well, they didn't, as we're about to find out. It's this very long straight that takes a sharp right into a quite tasty set of like little chicane thingy, which the previous five laps, I was absolutely acing it. But it started to get a little bit cold, a little bit damper. So I thought, all right, okay, I'm probably going to need to slow down a bit soon. I'm going to finish this lap and then think about how to negotiate the last 20 minutes of it. I come to the braking point and I start to put on the brakes. And then I felt the near side rear skip out a bit. So I thought, oh, I'll just steer into it. As you do, should be good. Might have fucked up the slap timing. Oh, no. And this is me travelling at, about 40-odd miles an hour. I don't know what that is in kilometres. Fucking work it out yourself. And then this all happened within a couple of seconds, but it was like slow motion in my head. I thought, I am actually going to crash at this speed with no seatbelt, just this overalls and my helmet. So I thought, okay, well, I'll steer more into it because I'd rather go in sideways than head on, because head on, like, I'll no seatbelt, so it'd be like steering well into me stomach and chest. I don't particularly want that. So I thought, oh, fucking hell, here we go. God, this is going to sting a bit. Sideways into, I didn't really scrub off that much speed. Sideways into the tyre barrier, fucking hurt like fuck. Cart span round back onto the track, spinning so fast it actually threw me out, at which point I smashed my head on the track. Well, carts were going round. How I didn't get hit, I don't know. I blacked out for probably seconds, like feeling a bit woozy. God, okay, that was not a good one. And then the adrenaline kicks in. The stewards came over and, like, because the old adrenaline said, right, go on, you got a job to do at last. No, he's not wanking this time. We need it for something else. And I managed to stand up. I thought, oh, okay, well, I'm not continuing the race now. I'm just going to drive home. You know, so son came over after the race, said, oh, you're right, Dad. I said, yeah, fine, don't worry about me. Just a bit of a scratch. So I drove home, which, you know, and thinking about it, probably not a really good idea, but, you know, adrenaline's like, fine. And throughout the rest of the evening, I thought, do you know what it is? It's quite painful, actually. I'll have some edibles. Everything will be fine. And, you know, a couple of hours later, everything was fine. I was laughing about it, going, oh, no. I've got all these, like, black bruises and stuff coming up on my ribs. Ah, lol. Next morning, it's like, oh, I don't feel great. So I had to phone into Radio Jackie and say, I'm in a bit of pain, actually. Can't breathe very well. Not going to be presenting today. To cut a long story short, Monday morning is like utter agony. So it's like, oh, lady, Mrs. Wife, can you take me along to the hospital, please? I think I might have to get this checked out. And I speaking to the lovely NHS people. And they just rushed me through within a few minutes because, you know, head injury and all the other stuff. And they did a full body CT scan because, you know, it was high speed, relatively high speed crash and stuff. So was it three or four cracked ribs, left hand side, very minor. This sounds more dramatic than it is. I actually read up about it and it's not that uncommon, actually. A very, very small lung puncture and it deflated a little bit. And it's mad because it's also like spongy stuff, lungs. It's not like a pop in a balloon. I mean, it operates in the same sort of way as a balloon, but it's not like a balloon, like it's all fibrous and spongy and stuff and sacs. So they just give you oxygen a bit, which reflakes it. It clears out the mucus and you can breathe again properly. And that's fine. So, you know, it's good for bragging rights. Oh, yeah, punctured lung, but, you know, it's nothing really. But then they said, yeah, and you've also fractured all five of your lumbar vertebrae. It's like, oh, that's actually really not good. I said, no, it's actually potentially quite serious. If it had been more of it, then there would have been slight bones going into spinal columns and stuff. Yeah. So I quite literally did have a rather lucky escape. Quite sobering, really. And then I thought, do you know what? 57, I'm not 17. I think that's it now for karting. I'll let Tom crash instead.
And let him ruin his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, hanging up my racing gloves now. Won't be doing that again. That's still fucking agony sitting up. Dom as well, I said to Kat earlier, I don't know how long I'll be able to do this because I'm not on the major pain meds now and fucking sitting kills me. I've got to work on Monday. I've had so much time off work at the moment. I'll probably go back to get me a pink slip. Yeah, so that's all my excitement.
Yeah, just a bit of fucking horror. Only brought you back 5 times.
Yeah, this is in addition to the top 3 vertebrae, C5, C6, C7, battleships in me old spine and stuff. It's like, right, yeah, I really am going to have to act my age, as they say. It's like, I'm going to fucking take up knitting. I'll probably kill myself knitting or something stupid, won't I?
To be fair, if you act your age, there'll be something Regency, like Shakespeare or something like that. It's going to be... Yeah. Are you going to start wearing a ruff or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm a grumpy old goth, so maybe I should bring back the ruff while still wearing retro Reeboks, of course.
Yeah, I've got a 5 that says one of those knitting needles ends up in David's anus in about under 20 minutes.
Yeah. So that's my exciting little time. Yeah, it's been such a long time since we've recorded. Dom, how have you been? Please tell me your existence has been slightly less on the accident thingy.
Yeah.
Less dramatic, yeah.
Yeah, definitely less dramatic. No serious health issues at the moment. Still waiting for my gallbladder removal operation.
Oh, blimey.
Bloody
have you got a date for that yet?
No, I had another. I went back for another, pre-op transsexual. And it's because it's been 6 months since the last one. I'll get a phone call next week or the week after. No. Nope. It's been a couple of weeks now, so fuck knows what's going on.
Cunts.
Bloody hell.
Hectic at work because it's getting ready for Christmas.
God.
So that's just a fucking massive ball ache. One colleague who does a couple of other depots has gone off sick because his eye fell out.
What?
Yeah, well, detached retina, but I know someone who else had that, and literally I came onto the cheek.
No!
So, fortunately, that didn't happen to him, but he's had it done on the other eye, so now it's the left eye's turn, I think it is, and he's off for a while, so I'm doing his work as well. So, yeah, it's all a bit stressful, but apart from that, everything's going grey guns.
Right.
Playing off an Xbox 360 retro on a massive fucking TV that's 4K and everything.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
And I've been buying lots and lots of records.
Oh, sure, what records have you been buying?
Oh, fucking all sorts, mate. I'm very eclectic, as you can imagine. So the ones I did today were I got this dance house mix thing from Mars, Pump Up the Volumes on there, as well as Ice Cube, as aforementioned. I've got John Otway and Wild Somebody.
Oh, yeah, thingy, yeah.
Vangelis, Greatest Hits.
Oh, I love a bit of Vangeli.
I love a bit of him.
2001 Space Odyssey soundtrack album, because I imagine that's going to be really good. And there was another one. Oh, fuck, what was it? Oh, Sabrina Carpenter, because I'm turning into a homosexual.
Turning?
depends which way he's facing, doesn't it?
Well, it depends on whether you push back. If you don't push back, it's really not being gay. My boyfriend told me. So, okay. I do like a bit of Vangelis, actually. I liked. I really liked. Was it the Friends of Mr. Cairo, John and Vangelis? That's a great album. What was that hit? They did the pair of them. They did the State of Independence, which Donna Summer did a so-so cover version of.
Yeah, I think that's on there. I have got a couple of others by him as well. Some big words one. Oh, and a bit of Kraftwerk as well. I've got.
I fucking love Kraftwerk.
Autobahn. Is it Das Autobahn or Autobahn?
Fun of the Autobahn. Yeah. Sweet. Oh, nice, man.
I'm looking for Yellow now. I want to see find some Yellow.
I've got some Yellow. Yellow.
Got it on the iPod, obviously.
iPod? I'll get him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you just reminded me. So, I've got my iPod set up on my computer, on my desk, right?
Right.
And I've got a 5 meter long fucking
cock.
3.5 mil octane cable.
Yeah.
Which leads to my preamp.
Penis, right.
For my turntable, which is a, what do you call it, one of those vacuum tube jobbies.
Oh, yeah. My ex. So yeah.
I've got the iPod. iPod plugged into one of them. And it's fucking, it sounds mint. It sounds really, really good.
It does sound jealous, isn't it?
Jealousy. So apart from death and destruction, what have we boys been up to then?
Fucking loads of...
It's been fucking health.
Yeah, lots of the old existential crisis at the moment. Cats... Huh?
Was it about going bald?
No, that's not happening yet. To be honest, I wouldn't really mind that much if it did start to go back. But the hair situation is not too bad at the moment. Everything else is utter shite. But
I've just been organising everything to get done by Christmas. So I've got. I think it's a driveway starting Monday, and fencing. All the fences are all old, fallen down, so they're going to be replaced.
What else?
The house has got no blinds or curtains. So last time
I spoke to you, it was the driveway is going to cost £8 million, and it's just going to be a little path around the house. Is that still the...
Yeah, still like that. I didn't go with that quote. That was $10,000 more than everyone else. So
fucking hell.
I don't know what the fuck he was playing at. I mean, he's got military grade fucking bunker concrete going in the driveway.
It's like he needs fucking Uton in it.
Yeah. That's starting. I found another guy, smaller company, and yeah. That was heaps better. So, I wanted to get in before. Last thing I wanted was, because my wife is intent on, no, we have to give notice that this rental property, I want to get out. So we did that. And I'm like, okay, so it's going to take a week to put the driveway in, and you can't drive on it for a week. So there's 2 weeks I can't park a removalist truck in the driveway to move anything. We won't have access to the front of the house. So when she went overseas, I went, no, fuck this. I'm booked for about, 2 days later. And, me and my son were frantically moving stuff. I let him drive the car so he can get his hours up for his driving test.
His hours up? Do you need to have driven for a certain amount of hours or something?
120 hours.
Really? Bloody hell, it's like getting a fucking pilot's license.
Yeah, when you're 16. You can start.
How do you check on that? Do you sign it saying you've given him 3 hours of driving or something?
Oh, well, as usual, these days there's an app.
There's an app for it.
Yep. I log in through Vic Roads, sign up a learner, put his name in. He does the same thing from his end and they link them. And then there's an app called My Driver, or My Learner Driver. then so when he starts the car, he starts the app. It tracks where you've driven, you have to put the distance in. So I drove on a 4-lane road. It was rainy. It was dark. But then you press submit, and then it comes to me, and I'll go, yeah, that's correct. I just press submit, and it logs the hour and a half or whatever it was. So, yeah. So this week he's done, oh, no. He must have done 25 hours driving at least.
Managed to run over any dogs yet?
Not that he didn't deserve it. Yeah.
I mean, I think, cool.
I've got blinds going in next week. What else? Yeah, blinds, fence, driveway. I'm supposed to be doing some work if I want to pay for all this shit, so. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Crazy.
Probably would be handy if you could pay for it somehow. Get it all sorted and then they come and repossess the fucking thing. That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, that's some of the stuff my wife's doing in Zimbabwe at the moment, because we bought a block of land last year.
Cool.
Dirt cheap. We're going to subdivide that and sell it, and that should go a fair way to paying this house.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
So she's a property magnet now, eh?
Yeah, I know her.
So hang on, let me get this straight. So the white man went over to Africa and bought, turfed a load of farms off their land and bought it. Now you're going to sell it back to them at a profit?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure you're not
English? You say bought.
Yeah. Stole. Yeah. Are you sure you're not English?
Well, they all were originally, eh? Until we sent them over to Australia.
Yeah. We'll be back in 200 years to beat you at cricket.
Cricket.
Give your pump. Serve your bars.
Cricket. Cricket's my arse.
Oh, I'll be there.
Said Buddy Holly to his mate.
Oh, God.
You got to laugh, haven't you?
Yeah, what's that? What? In the back of your throat. Right? That's that stranger's penis.
Penis, have a banana. I've got nothing else to report, actually. I'm sure there's more I was going to waffle on about.
There probably is. So what's it happening in the UK? I'm sure things have been delightful there. Mr. Farage must be doing a good job.
Oh, no, I've been doing quite a good job of ignoring the... excuse me. politics. Both the left and the right. They're fucking twats at the moment. I'm going to go back to being an anarchist, innit?
I think Farage is just sitting back and doing fuck all because everyone else is self-destructing. So Labour's blowing the country up and fucking Tories are just being Tories. They're trying to go more right than they were because they think that's what the country wants, but they don't want them doing it. They want someone else doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're in a predicament where in 3-4 years' time, whatever it is, we could well see Farage being a fucking getting into power, which it just sounds ridiculous if you suggested that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that will. Well, I fucking hope it doesn't, because Jesus Christ. Frog face cunt.
And did I see something? So, Rachel Reeves did the budget and shafted everybody, basically. And I read this thing. I don't know if it was like someone just had it on as a joke or something, but apparently she said in the Commons something about we're going to stop funding, we're going to stop allowing Russian oligarchs to be funded or to be supported in this country. Obviously, I'm not talking about the Right Honourable Member for Clacton or something.
Oh, yeah. I did actually see that clip. I think, I saw it on Toctic.
It's in clip.
Not penis.
No.
Yeah, politics, my arse. I just don't know anymore.
It's just a joke at the moment. It's a fucking joke.
It really is.
And it's definitely not. Give me the fucking horn.
Speaking of which, I've enjoyed the Derek and Clive clips that have been appearing on Instagram.
Oh, wow, that's
right.
I got 3 Derek and Clive albums last about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice one. What Derek and Clive Live.
Yeah.
Derek and Clive Ad Nauseam. And there's another one. One.
Kicking off of each other.
Yeah.
Where the shit. Isn't that it?
I can't remember. The third one's a clean
Oh, Come tape. Again. That's the other one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is the clean tapes, the third one. I've not listened to the second one, needs clean, and I didn't do it. It kept skipping, so I didn't bother listening to it. But I think that's the one where, from the film where Peter Cook is really bitter with Dudley Moore and just keeps going on about his dad got cancer because his dad just died of cancer.
He got cancer up the bum hole because he's a fucking queer. He takes his fucking knobs and he shoves them up his arse, and everybody knows it. He's fucking working class. Oi! That one.
Dudley Moore's dad had died of cancer.
I might even have that track. Here we go.
You're going to go out laughing, are you?
No, I'm
going to go out.
Fucking
shitting yourself with
fear. Shitting myself with fucking fear and fucking cancer, which God so kindly provided. Without that, we wouldn't have a way to die, would we? Fucking good of him. Not to torment us with being eternally young and being able to fuck everyone. No, he gave us his great gift of fucking cancer. That's very kind. I wouldn't have thought of that if I'd been created in the universe, would you? Bunging cancer, no. I would have left that out. I met this cunt in about 8 years
the one.
In non-stop dance.
He didn't ask me and ran the end of it.
Oh, dance. Hang on.
So I said, all right, non-stop dancer, start dancing. You know what he did?
What?
Started dancing.
What a cunt. My mum came into my room and sat my little knob.
Did
she put her mouth round the end of it and I
done this it. Is a cancer one,
out,
I think.
Came out the end and... Then I began to drown because I come like a fucking fool, you know. I come like that. I've got a pair of enormous balls and they sit on the mat.
Fucking cancer. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh,
my man's a Duffman. He's got cancer too. Silly fucking arsehole. He's got his up his flu. He's got so much of fucking cancer. It drives you fucking mad. He says, I've got fucking cancer and he's my fucking dad.
Brilliant. Justin DeVille nerve, watch out. Oh dear, I'm so tempted to dive into the tramadol, but I better not.
You sound like Steve McDuck when he dives into the gold piles, you do, when he's talking about drugs.
How very dare you. I've got this thing on Google Meets where you can get it to generate AI backgrounds. And I asked it to paint a picture of an intense sci-fi battle scene with cats. So there you go. That's fucking where the rainforest is burning at the moment.
Yeah.
Looks
great.
And it's got that feature where the camera follows you around the screen and always keeps you in frame. Actually, that's making me a bit dizzy. I'm going to turn it off. It does most definitely not give me the fucking horn.
So if you got up and started walking around, it would follow you, or is it?
Yeah, if I go like that.
Yeah, I just saw it move.
Bloody damn clever, these Japanese, aren't they? Cruel race. Was that Bridget Jones, wasn't it? I reckon I can give it another 15 minutes. That's what she said. Then I'm going to have to go and lie down and weep softly to myself. I've got some of those heat patches that, like, you take the sticky patches that you take the back off and you stick them on various parts of your anatomy. Yeah, I tried that, actually. It really hurts when you pull them off. Right, Mrs.? Yeah.
I can't believe you tried to wank with one. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what I did is I took the patch off, so it's sticky, and then I put, like, sand on it. Actually, that reminds me of this film, The Human Centipede 2. Oh, that is grim. I don't know if you've seen any of those three films. I mean, like, the first one's bad enough, and like the second one's like, oh, huh?
the story wasn't told in the first one, and it spread to three books.
It gets worse. Like the second one is even more worser, to use proper English.
And isn't it in a basement or something?
And the third one. Well, the third one involves a complete prison. And oh my God, it's rather unhinged.
And it's the same arse to mouth all the way around.
Yeah. Good old ATM, and I'm not talking about the cash point.
Does it, did it keep him there long enough so the first person eats something and it gets passed all the way down?
Yeah. Yep. And I think, is it in the second or the third one? They, after the one at the front has a meal, they give him a load of, what's that stuff that makes you shit yourself? But cancer. Did you say cancer? gave him a load of cancer, so he shat himself, and that went into the person behind, who then threw up. It's horrible. I'm so sorry, dear listener. This was going to be such a sweet podcast episode.
It's such a great idea for a movie. You lied.
Yeah. Well, it's that guy. What's his name? The director, Tom Six, I think is the name.
That's not the name.
Yeah, Dutch filmmaker Tom Six is a Dutch filmmaker, writer, and actor. Yeah, right. Best known for his trilogy of body horror films, The Human Centipede 1, 2, and 3. He was originally a director of the Dutch version of Big Brother. Right. Fuck hell.
So you really start off with horror films and then you just sort of delude with The Human Centipede.
Yeah. He's done some other films as well, apparently. I don't think I'll bother checking them out, to be honest.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable.
Has anyone got anything funny, exciting, or vaguely interesting planned for the next week? That's what we all want to know.
No, everything I'm doing is just fucking house related.
House
music. What's
that about
as well?
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. Yeah. Bit of Danny Ramford, mate. Good. You got any Mandy's?
Jackie Birdie.
I was going to say.
Work and relax. That's it.
Don't do it. What's this? I've got an album here and I don't know what it is. Oh, hang on a minute. What's this? Oh, I think I'm going to have that on my show. I remember that.
Was it Sabotage?
No, that was CJ Bolan, Sugar is Sweeter. It did sound like Poison, didn't it? I'm sure it's intentionally the same as the Prodigy. Very, very of its time, isn't it?
That's Prodigy and Sabotage, isn't it? At least at the same time.
Damn clever, those chaps. I've got a craving for chocolate as well. Oh, yeah. One good thing that did come out of the whole horrific carting thing. Over the last 2 weeks, I've just dropped three kilograms, which is great.
Unless you finally do the shit.
Did you ever? Oh, no, because, of course, like with the old dihydrocodone, you do that for a few days and it's like your fucking intestinal tract just solidifies into concrete. And no amount of prunes loosens that lot. Jesus. I almost had to go in there with a teaspoon, fucking shoehorn the stuff out. Jesus. Oh, dear.
Mathematician shit, you call it.
Yeah, work it out with a pencil. Hey! Ooh. That's right. I saw
a clip of, on YouTube Shorts, and it was some woman, American woman.
Four.
Who, like, I think she had a baby or something, but she was constipating and had to sit for, like, a week or something, and then she drank this stuff. I can't remember what it's called now, but it was like she next a whole bottle, and I think she was supposed to have like a teaspoon, and then it cuts and it comes back, and all you can hear is fucking obviously the fucking water hitting it. She's like, "I'm finally shitting," and then it cuts again. It's like, "I can't stop shitting."
Oh no! Was it below this?
Exactly. Right,
right? Yeah, when I had my C scare a few years back, they had to, you know, do a bit of the old intrusive camera work. So yeah, they gave me this liquid and said, right, lie on this bed, drink this liquid. There's a toilet next to you. The slightest moment that you feel your stomach twinging, that's your signal to sit on that toilet. Because after about that, you probably got about 30 seconds before we need to get the cleaners in to mess up the to clean up the floor. And fucking hell, yeah, yeah. It took about 20 minutes, and then I felt like a little in my stomach. It's like, right, here we go. And I don't know, it's a little bit longer than that. It's more like about a minute, 2 minutes. But it's like, fucking hell. I felt about a stone lighter after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so was it like 20 minutes of that and then that was it and then nothing else?
Well, that was it. It was all clean after that, and then they stuck a bit of hose pipe out to give a bit of a wax and a whistle. And then up went the camera, which was only marginally more pleasant than when they shoved it up me pee-pee hole. There you go. See, I'm too embarrassed to say penis.
I think it'd do good. It'd do good to like have just a fucking good drain once a month or something like that with that liquid.
I don't know. Because after that, I was fucking scared to fart for the next 2 days.
Well, that can't be a bad thing.
Well, yeah, the rest of the family were quite happy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Don't light a match. I was really hoping that this wouldn't be a really gross episode, but hey, oh well. Why change now just when we're hating it? Hey.
Hi, my name's Dominic. We might not have met by the sound of it. this is Strange Sound Podcast.
Yes.
This is what we do.
This is what we do. You can sign up for our Patreon at
pinholland.com.
Yes, that's right. That sock speaking voice that you heard there did indeed say penisland.com. Oh God, it's brain fog's doing my head in. I keep thinking that I had something to say and then I'll think about it. I can't fucking remember. Maybe they removed my brain. Conscious. Maybe they removed my brain when I was in the hospital. That's possible, actually.
They changed that happened a few decades ago.
Well, to be fair, yeah. God, it's depressing. A few decades.
Yeah, one of those insects laid a fucking egg in your head.
Oh.
Yeah. You feel an itch around your left eyeball?
I itch all the time because I'm a bit of a scummy bastard. Right, kids? I think now might be a good time to wrap it up. I've got to get up relatively early tomorrow for my Radio Jackie, Sound of the Southwest gig. And yeah, I'm going to try and get some kip in. I've been getting that, what did my GP call it? Non-restorative sleep, where sometimes I'll eventually crash out, get some sleep, but I'll wake up and I think, I just feel like I've not fucking slept at all. What the fuck happened for the past 6 hours?
Yeah, that was me this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare.
I woke up and thought, hey, I'm tired of it. I went to bed. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. We're getting old, mate. That's what it is.
You are. You're both very fucking ancient.
Yeah.
You're not that fucking far behind us.
Well, it's the start of the four, mate.
Huh?
I start with a four, my age.
Bastard.
For 2 months. For one more month.
Right. You got the big 5-0 in a month, have you?
Yeah, January.
Ooh.
2 months, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Fucking hell. Oh, you young wee slip of a lad. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, there you go, dear listener. We don't really apologise for not doing it for so long because we're
you
fucking
survived another hour of us
rock and roll, innit?
Survived another week.
A whole 53 minutes there. I've been David. He's been Dom, and he's been Kat. And you can catch up with our Tales of Erectile Dysfunction at strangetimeshow.com. Yeah. Any last words, you bunch of raving ball bags?
Don't eat the yellow snow.
What? Oh, don't eat the yellow snow. Oh, really good.
Well, we say it's been a long time since we recorded, but as it's David and does the editing, you probably only got the last episode last week. So,
yeah, enjoy that.
When did I do the last one? I can't remember. Oh, I pretty much fucking dropped using Davey now. Can't be asked. I just David in it.
All right, David in it.
I still call you both by these names, and I always will do. I won't be able to change it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we know Kat's other name, but I can't even imagine using it.
It's my witness protection name, that one.
It's your witness protection name, yeah.
Fair play. That's your slave name, isn't it?
Oh, fucking hell.
So racist.
And we're clear. Yeah, nice one, lads.
Just about surviving.
Fucking just about. It's the 29th today. Oh. It's going to be the 6th of December next Saturday. I've got nothing planned for next Saturday, and I'm not carting anymore, so hopefully I won't be going to hospital. I've got a gig the day before. That'll be me fucking standing at the back. I'll be well away from the mosh pits. Holy shit, the last time we put out a show was on the 10th of October.
When did you record it last, I think?
Oh, yeah, June. And that was episode 524, The Fisters of Mercy. There you go. Brilliant.
Oh, so we had... this one could be Scissor Fisters or something.
The one I've got at the moment is International Pin Selling.
All right.
Or Cat's Got Back. I don't know. You know, I'll probably think of something else when I'm putting it out.
Spafflax. I don't know.
Spafflax, indeed. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go eat some.
You definitely hear what you want to hear, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, brain fog a go go. I'm going to go eat some chocolate and lie down and wince silently to myself in a very unsilent way for a while.
Yeah, fair enough.
It has been utterly delightful catching up with you guys again.
Yeah, I'm going to go and try and find some food. There's none in this fucking house.
Uber Eats, innit?
I was going to say, yeah.
I haven't got an account. I haven't bothered with Uber Eats ever.
Oh, just get pizza or something, mate.
You got a phone,
haven't
you? You're using it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go to the supermarket.
Grimble, grumble. Oh, yeah, because it's the morning for you, innit?
I went on a course last week, actually. I went on a course in Newcastle for a few days last week, and with people from different companies, different operations from our overall company. And we had a guy from Kinetic, which is Australian. He's from Melbourne.
Okay.
So I mentioned Mernda, I think I did. And he, oh, yeah, I know that. Like, oh, yeah, I've got a mate who lives there.
Okay.
I didn't know where you moved to, whether you moved to a different area.
Yeah, I'm in Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? That's in Germany, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, I think some Germans may have moved here at some stage.
Right. Cruel ways.
The English are stealing all the land. We'll have some of that.
Yeah. We want some of that action.
Argentina is too hot.
Well, did they make a mistake coming here then? Fucking hell.
We need some rain. Right. Lovely to speak to you guys.
Indeed. Right. Indeed. Have fun and cheers and nice one and chat soon.
Definitely. Yeah. Nice one.
Tutty bye.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Go fuck yourselves.